more migrants arrive in the Big Apple. I'm Joe Chiaro, Fox News. 9 more buses filled with migrants arrived today in New York City from Texas just a day after Mayor Eric Adams declared a state of emergency.
So New York City Mayor Eric Adams declared that state of emergency in part to request aid from the federal government to get help with the large migrant groups that are being bused from the southern border into New York City on a daily basis. In fact, Adams says the city is seeing anywhere between 5 to 9 buses a day. There's more buses with migrants on them rolled into New York City's Port Authority, adding to the more than 17,000 migrants Adams says have been sent to New York City since the spring.
Fox's Charles Watson. Economists are skeptical about the fate of the holiday season after Friday's jobs report. Fox's Lucas Tomlinson has more.
About 23,000 jobs were added, but while unemployment rate dropped to 3.5%, economists say that's due to a decrease in labor force participation. The news sending markets down, the Dow dropping 600 points. Many economists are not celebrating. Across the country, businesses are cutting jobs. Typically this time of year, they're adding jobs ahead of the holiday season.
The Bureau of Labor Statistics reports that the industry hiring the most in the past month is leisure and hospitality, which was the hardest hit by the pandemic. There's been no claim of responsibility for an explosion that destroyed part of a bridge that links Russia with Crimea. Russian President Putin has ordered tighter security along the bridge, which is an important supply artery for the Kremlin's war in southern Ukraine. The FAA has issued an emergency airworthiness warning concerning Otter seaplanes, the same type that crashed in Washington State's Puget Sound last month, killing 10 people. The directive warned a potential crash in the elevator section of the tail. America is listening to Fox News.
From the Fox News Podcasts Network.
Hey there, it's me, Kennedy. Make sure to check out my podcast, Kennedy Saves the World. It is 5 days a week, every week. Download and listen at foxnewspodcast.com or wherever you listen to your favorite podcast.
International peacekeepers could be headed back to Haiti, Fox's Eben Brown reports.
Peacekeeping troops had left Haiti years ago, but now the Caribbean nation is reportedly asking for them to come back amidst sustained political and gang violence. The Associated Press reports top Haitian government leaders have been meeting with U.S. officials, such as Secretary of State Antony Blinken. U.N. peacekeepers were last in Haiti following the devastating 2010 earthquake, and many were accused of introducing cholera to the already destitute nation. Eben Brown, Fox News.
An Arizona court's ruling allows abortions to resume in the state. For now, Fox's Tom Rigotti reports.
The State Court of Appeals blocked a trial court's decision that allowed enforcement of a law criminalizing nearly all abortions that dates back to before Arizona was granted statehood. Following the Supreme Court's overturning of Roe v. Wade in June, the old statute went back into effect last month, after State Attorney General Mark Brnovich petitioned the trial court to lift an injunction. Planned Parenthood then sued the state. In the interim, the state legislature has enacted a law that bans abortions after 15 weeks of pregnancy. Tom Rigotti, Fox News.
The number of senior citizens in America is growing, but the number of people to take care of them isn't.
Who's going to take care of you when you're old and gray? That may be hard to say. In 2019, there were 71 million people in the U.S. over 65, 30 million more than there were back in 2011. And as more Americans age, finding caregivers for them all is only going to get harder. The United Disability Services Foundation says the country is going to be short about 150,000 caregivers by 2030. And by 2040, that number will more than double to about 355,000. Till NATO, Fox News.
And I'm Joe Chiaro, Fox News.
From the Fox News Podcasts Network. Subscribe and listen to the Trey Gowdy Podcast. Former federal prosecutor and four-term U.S. congressman from South Carolina brings you a one-of-a-kind podcast. Subscribe and listen now by going to foxnewspodcasts.com.